was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541. Shitty.
Welcome to the pod. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. Ski, right before we started recording, just started talking about how hot it was and how much he needs the AC in his place. This, like, a fucking week, not even a week, like, several days after you whiny little bitches talking about how much it rains in Oregon, as if you haven't lived here almost 40 years.
No, you guys are fucking idiots. All of you pasty ass fucking Oregonians are fucking mentally ill.
Oh, now you're getting racist.
No. It's not the people doing the Antifa shit that are mentally ill. It's the white, just, I mean, you look like fucking chalk. You've never seen the sun. You accurate. Never leave the house. It's yep. People that are like, I love the rain. We just had the most rain in April ever. And it was 9 degrees below average for April. That is not good. That is not cool. That is not fun. You guys have a mental illness. Please get it checked out. The sun is good. If it was 46 and raining in Dubai every day, would Dubai be this billionaire capital of the world? Answer my question.
Answer the question. Answer the question.
They would take some rain.
Question, you rain zealots.
Billionaires live in the desert on purpose. Stop because the sun.
Answer the question. That city did not exist until 14 years ago. If it was Siberia, it would not exist. If Miami was raining and 41 degrees every day in April, would LeBron James have?
Well, he gone. The anger broke his Zoom connection. Yeah. That's the best thing ever. Oh boy. It's a shame. It's a shame, you know, King was just in the middle of talking and then he just stopped. I think he just got overwhelmed by, you know, his horrible take on the rain in Oregon. And, you know, I mean, people who live in Oregon understand that King's take is just terrible. And he understands it, too, which is why he just stopped talking in the middle of his rant there. And so, you know, clearly he's just wrong.
Los Angeles was 46 degrees and raining in April, would there be 30 million people in Los Angeles? No, it is a sickness. On Monday, KGW in Portland put up a poll that just said moderate and rainy or moderate and sunny. And it was like 76 to 24 with 2,000 votes being like moderate and rainy. Guys, leave the region. The sun is good. Ski, you're leaving tomorrow. The sun is good.
Wait.
It's a great time to leave, too.
You want them to leave the region? Because
I want the whole region to just disappear. I hate Oregon and Washington. The worst two fucking states in the union. Maybe Alaska, but whatever. I don't.
Hang on. Backtrack that.
Listen, Roe v. Wade is getting overturned anyway, so we don't even get to play that card anymore. We have that last April was the worst month ever. That weather was atrocious. And look at the 10-day forecast. Today was like 70. And people are like, oh, it's so hot. And it's raining every fucking day. We have 2 days next week where the low is in the 30s. In mid-May, the low is in the 30s. Fuck you. You're not even cool. Fuck you. This weather is garbage. And I you cannot defend it. I dare you. I dare you to defend this awful garbage. Suicidal. Cut my wrist and cut off my head. I was ISIS. There was like 10 days this month. I was ISIS. ISIS would have taken me, put me in a cage, lit it on fire, put some doves up, cut my head off, because, oh my God, the weather is atrocious. The floor is yours.
You know, I will I'm say, just, usually the real, argument real, people
real,
have
can
is...
I, can I just say real quick?
Go ahead.
I just imagine, I don't have a take on this, I just imagine you saying all that stuff you just said, where you're at in your house and your kids on the other side of the camera as we look at you, just like, the fuck is going on with dad right
they
now?
They agree with me. Oh, they agree.
Oh, they're with you. All right. All right. All right. I'm surprised they didn't come in and start yelling too then. By the way, Ski complained about the heat right now, and it's like 60 degrees outside. He's about to go to San Diego. You're going to die, bud.
Hey, I just run hot. That's just how I. It's not the wet. It's just the heat gets me. Not the sun. No, the heat.
No big deal. No big deal. I just run hot.
But the people's arguments, because you know, rain is a great thing in the wintertime and for the a majority of the spring.
Most of the spring. Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that the people's arguments are, you know, it keeps the smoke away, but it doesn't from here because the smoke comes from California in Colorado and gets us. It's not doing anything for us, the rain here. I mean, obviously water here is good, so we're not like, you know, all the drought stricken areas elsewhere, but we're still gonna get smoke. We're setting records for rain. We're still gonna get smoke this summer. I'm sorry. We are.
People are like, oh, in other regions where there's tornadoes and droughts, I'll take a little rain. You want to know what? We're in a drought because we're permanently in a drought. And shit's going to burn here. And it doesn't matter if it burns here or California or Nevada. We're getting the smoke. You white people are the pox of the world.
Was that 2 years ago where it was like the most – we had like minimal rain in the spring? Was that 2 years ago?
It was really bad a couple of years ago.
Well, last year in April, we had like 0.3 some inches, yeah. And in 2020, it was like 0.7. And in 2022, it was 6. Like, let's admit that's garbage.
Well, it's just a little overcompensation there. How about we just get like an inch and a half each April? How about that?
So I'll say, I preface this by saying I do prefer a 65, 70 degree and sunny day over a rainy day. The poll you mentioned, moderate and sunny versus moderate and rainy, I'm taking moderate and rainy all day long. Because the moderate sunny thing, like the overcast bullshit, I fucking hate it. I hate it more than anything. I hate it.
But you know, give me sun. You know, that was
bring the sun out. I'm cool. But
well, no, but that was the question, because if they said full sun, people in Portland would be like, no, I hate the sun. The sun is just so sun. The sun is too sunny. I just don't like a sunny sun.
It's a hipster take.
You know what? Yeah, it's a hipster take.
It's a Portland take. That's what it is.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
They're lying.
It's goddamn bright out when that sun's out.
Guys.
And by the way, I am the exemplification of what you were saying. I am the white pasty guy who doesn't go outside. I'm a redhead. I shave all my hair. I'm a fucking redhead. You know this. I die in the sun.
I just want to go to my mailbox and not have to wear a fucking parka and see my breath in May. Like, that is not an extreme thing to ask for in the least.
Well, no one's telling you to be a bitch and wear a parka. You go out there in a t-shirt like a man.
No! Fuck! God, I'm so rooting for the big one. I just hope these two states get nuked into the ground and I will go down and die in the magma as a martyr. I will do it. Our children and their children and their children, they deserve better. Like, just whether it's it's so sick. White people are in the Pacific Northwest are so gross.
It's one thing to bring them into this world, but to be raised by us, it's like, no.
But like, even the people in like Minnesota, where it's negative 10,000 for 4 months, they're like, oh, the sun is good. We can go to a lake because we have like great lakes next to us. And in Washington and Oregon, the white people are like, no, it's 72. It's too hot.
Even with the when they get those big snows, hey, it's a great day out there when you got the sun and all the snow on the ground.
See,
those are great days.
If we could just have Ben's weather, I would be fine.
That's what I was gonna say. I think a lot of these people are posers.
I think they totally. And I'm doing an act too.
No, don't walk back your stance. I hate it.
And I think people are sick. I don't think they're mentally ill. I just think they're sick. There is a difference there. Clinically.
Well, these people are saying on Twitter that they prefer the rain, and then on the weekends they're going to Bend to like spend spend time in the sun. Yeah. So no, they're full of shit.
Like, it cracks me up. Like, when do people really go to the Oregon coast? Yeah, it's in the summer. I know they put up signs to say, like, spend $300 at Driftwood Shores a night to watch storms. I have gone in the winter to that particular place twice. Very empty. I've been there in the summer. Yeah. Very full.
You know what you do? You know what you do at that place during the winter? Is you go there and your kids play in the little... Yes. You do heroin alone in your room while your kids are playing in the pool. Like the heated indoor pool. That's what you're doing at Driftwood
Shores. You just let fate fall where it goes. Throw in some Pearl Jam. You do some Black Tar.
Let the kids wake up, that's great. Give the kids a bag of chips. Let them go play in the pool. Open up a vein in your room.
Wow, this took a turn.
A little bit.
Twitter sent me 3 separate emails in the last 2 days of people that were like, "Oh, they're saying you're about to commit suicide." And I'm like, I hate our weather, but I said in the tweet, I could never commit suicide. I couldn't do it. I couldn't pull a trigger. I definitely couldn't cut myself. They did 3 times.
Wow.
And I was like, good on my followers for being concerned, but I am not strong enough to commit self-harm.
Weren't you close when you were smoking that shatter?
I could have just jumped off the Space Needle.
Yeah. I mean, eventually it's going to kill you. So it's like slow.
That's why I will never, ever, ever, ever partake in that poison again. Just the worst. Good God. It's like Everclear times 2, just marijuana. It's so bad.
It must be the Elon effect on Twitter now, right? They're checking on you now. Right on.
Shout out to you guys for reporting me to Twitter for apparently committing suicide.
I wonder if it's literally just like a reported. Yeah. No, because that's like a specific reported tweet. Like they have to go through the categories of the.
Oh, no. And they sent me links about their people to here to listen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that's interesting.
Good on you guys. But I literally said in the tweet, I would never do it.
Super glad.
Especially over rain.
Super glad that's a resource, to be completely honest.
No, it is. No, it is a good like safety check. But I promise you, I will cry about the rain. I will yell at you about the rain. I'm not going to kill myself.
Kill yourself about the rain. Oh, boy. Sports?
Sports!
Sports!
Let's talk
about nothing but Dylan Brooks for the next half an hour.
Shall we? Dylan Brooks stuff.
Dirty Dylan Brooks.
Dirty.
I don't think any of us disagree, right? He obviously should have been ejected.
That's a dirty play. You like the swipe across the head while the dude's going up is a dirty play. It is.
He wasn't going for the ball. About the swipe is it wasn't the swipe that made him fall. It was just their legs tangled up.
Well, Andy hit him across the side of the dome with his elbow.
There is that swipe in almost every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just he was hitting higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He if he gets suspended, he does deserve it.
You know what it was? It was a lazy swipe. Because like you said, that happens every game, but motherfuckers aren't like he was flailing, dude. He wasn't even making an attempt to go near the ball. He threw the arm up and threw it in the air towards the guy, and that was it. And didn't even think
about it. It's almost like he was in his peripheral. He's like, he's somewhere over there. I gotta do something.
Yeah. So he just swung in the general region and fucking clocked the guy like you're going to do.
Well, am I wrong? Because I don't watch much Memphis Grizzlies basketball, and I know you guys don't either.
Playoffs.
But I read, you know, an article today from, you know, some national, you know, CBS.com guy saying that Dylan Brooks is a bad and lazy defender. I thought he was known as a hard defender. Yeah. And I reread it like three times. They're like, oh, he's an offensive player and a lazy defender. I was like, oh, maybe that's his rep.
It's not my understanding. Yeah.
I feel like he's their best defensive perimeter defender.
Yeah. I feel like, cause like 2 days ago I was seeing videos of him like 17 times D'ing up Cat in the first round,
yeah.
And just Cat would catch the ball and he would push him out to the 3-point line. And Cat would just be like, I give up. I'll just shoot this 24 footer over a guy 8 inches shorter than me.
I mean, are these writers going to say the same thing about Draymond?
No,
that's kind of what they're reaching for.
But that's what they're reaching.
Draymond plays hard, yeah. But Draymond, whatever he's saying, the lazy defensive is that's how he gets in trouble with all these his flagrant fouls. Is that he's kind of slightly out of position, but he goes for it anyway. That's why I find it hilarious when Steve Kerr started crying about Dylan Brooks. When they have a player on his team that has been suspended multiple times for very similar plays.
And the fact
he broke the code, but his fourth best player kicks guys in the dicks.
That's what I was going to say, man. So like Steve Kerr is not necessarily wrong about anything he said about Dylan Brooks, but you can't say that when you have a dude on your team who kicks dudes in the nuts on a regular basis.
Yeah, just a bad messenger.
He got ejected the game before.
Flipped the bird to the fans
on the way out. Like,
yeah.
Code? You're talking about code, really?
I saw a lot of retweets of people saying how, Brooks did it on purpose to take a guy out. You think their whole plan was to lose Dylan Brooks for maybe two games to take out Gary Payton?
2 minutes.
Gary Payton,
game number two. Yeah.
Right. And for them, essentially a must-win game for them.
There's talk. Yeah. The talking point after that was that, yes, it was something he did on purpose, which, first of all, Dylan Brooks is not premeditating anything. I'm not giving him credit for any of that.
No.
And then the talk was that GP2 is like their best perimeter defender and is some guy who is like picking up his game and was a key factor for the Warriors. No, the fuck he isn't. Since when is GP2 a huge factor for? It's the fucking Warriors. It's Steph and Clay and Wiggins and Draymond.
Poole.
Yeah. Literally fucking anybody else other than.
I would look.
Come on.
I would look. I bet Gary Payton didn't play more than 5 minutes a night.
One guy's a starter. One is not.
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
Not a good trade-off.
Get out of here. Does it benefit the Warriors? Yes. Or the Grizzlies? Yes.
Memphis?
Absolutely. It does.
So Gary Payton II averaged 7.1 minutes this year.
Yeah.
7.1.
Fuck you. God. So stupid. I'll say Ja had a good game though. Bring them even. So that's the thing. You see the limitations of the Grizzlies because they did everything they could possibly do in game two. And they won by 5. So, like, Ja scored 47. The Warriors shot, like, 10%.
They missed range. Like, yeah, they missed, like, 8 threes in the last 4 minutes of the game.
It was wide open. They were 7 of 38 for the game as a team, the Warriors. Steph's going to have that next game.
That's why Memphis losing game one was so brutal.
Memphis will
give Golden State problems because they're fast, they're athletic, they're cocaine. Like they're frenetic, they're just whatever. But you gotta for them to even have a chance to win the series, they had to have won the first two at home.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just it's just a math equation. And so when they lost that first one, it's like, man, that it's gonna be a fun series to watch. But
it is, yeah.
If it gets to 6, it'll be an anticlimactic 6 at this point, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because Memphis is good. Like, I'm not even trying to say Memphis is bad. They're just – the Warriors could just make up for just all sorts of bullshit with just 2 minutes. Klay hits a three. Steph hits two threes.
Yeah.
Draymond gets a block. It's a 9-0 run in 90 seconds.
And on the other end, Memphis needs – you know, the end of both the games was Ja took it to the rack every possession.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no way he feels like AI. I don't see how his body survives.
I'm glad you said that.
He goes to the ground. No, he goes to the ground every offensive play he has the ball.
Yeah,
he doesn't shoot the ball. Takes it to the rack every play.
Like, I think he's 22. Maybe he's an old 21, 22 now. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, man, I think Ja has a better chance of leading this team to a championship at 23 or 24 than he does at like 32. Because his game is just
30, he's done.
He's kind of done.
That's the Lincecum factor, right? He goes super duper hard.
And he obviously might, but man.
Well, that's how AI kind of converted into more of a jump shooter than taking it to the rack if he played like he did when he was younger.
A little bit, but he's still retired. He's really young.
And he retired young.
He retired as a Grizzly, I think.
Was he a Grizz?
He was a Grizz.
It was the Nuggets, wasn't it?
No, it was after the Nuggets. He went to the Grizz. Wow. And it was very sad.
I saw AI on – he was with Dan Patrick last week. He looks good. I was happy. Happy to see that.
Yeah.
By the way, last couple weeks, seeing DeAnthony Thomas looking good, seeing AI looking good, it's good stuff. It's nice. Two guys I was sort of worried about, and they're doing okay, which is good. The AI is not, in fact, broke like everybody said he was a couple of years ago.
Well, we don't know how much money he actually got. He's been seeing his face a lot more because he's trying to get into some shit and get some more money. But
he has like sponsor deals that DP mentioned that. Are we surprised the Heat are up 2-0 on Philly?
No,
I mean, they don't have Embiid.
No,
but
no. Harden's done.
I was gonna say, are you happy now that the Blazers? What was that? 2 years ago when we were saying the Blazers should have gone after him as hard as possible.
Well,
get him a Dame.
They still need
him now. Is he not trying? Because he looks fucking washed.
I still would have preferred they made that trade. What was that? Last year or maybe the bubble? What ended up in the bubble year?
Yeah. Bubble year, maybe.
It was whispered in the bubble year. Last year was like amplified, and then he was finally traded in the Nets. It would still be a good move because they don't have CJ now anyway.
No, right. Well,
I mean,
that's what we were saying.
But he is. He looks.
He looked better when he came in fat. He looked better when he came in overweight.
I mean, he does look like a guy that every night at the strip club is finally caught up to him. I'm not even saying every night at the strip club is like a total joke. Like, it is kind of documented
that
he goes to strip clubs every night, and he looks done. Like,
what's wrong with a man liking a good steak, huh?
Absolutely nothing. Get those steak nuggets, a little wings, a little flat meat.
Yeah, the pressed flattened steak.
Yes,
give me all that. They flatten it out to make it wider so it seems bigger.
Absolutely.
Blazer fan, Portland fan who prefers the rain to the sun says they would prefer Josh Hart and Anthony Simons to James Harden.
100%. Rocco and Noah Vonleh are a better package than James Harden.
Oh, Blazers fans loved Vonleh.
Thomas Robinson.
Oh.
I think Blazers fans love Vonleh because you have to get behind any 6'9" forward because we haven't had a good one since LaMarcus.
See, I didn't.
And he was kind of
Myers Leonard was the future. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why I said, well, I said they get behind any guy that's like a big forward.
Can
they
bring, can they bring back Vonley, though?
Can they bring back Chris Villa?
He's a true center, though. True center. Yeah.
I did feel bad for Vonley, though, because he tried so hard.
He
gave effort.
He gave so much effort. He tried to block every shot he could, and it never ended up well.
Well, that's why Blazer fans also fell in love with like Ed Davis. He tried hard, but he just was not good enough. That's the only problem.
It works in college, not in the NBA.
The Ed Davis stuff cracks me up because people were really trying to defend a 6'6" skinny center.
Yeah.
And he might be 6'7", but you know what I mean. Ed Davis, he hasn't played. Like, I don't think Ed Davis has played since we knew Joe Biden was running for president in 2020.
I couldn't tell you. I don't even know if Vonleh and Ed Davis are on a roster this year.
No, zero chance. No, they're not.
Kind of want to look it up, but I don't.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work for something I
do. Hey, Alexa, when was the last year Noah Vonleh played basketball?
Speak up.
Alexa said she doesn't know him.
Never heard of him.
Fair enough.
Never heard of him. Sounds like a bum. Whoa, Alexa. Rude.
Sounds like a Blazer favorite to me.
Yeah. Accurate, but rude. All right, we should probably follow up on the draft because last week we did the podcast during the draft and then didn't talk about the follow-up days. So we just had the first day. So, you know, our perspective, our world, no Ducks got drafted beyond Thibodeau. And
not, are you guys shocked?
I thought McKinley would be drafted.
McKinley.
Fifth, sixth round, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm legitimately surprised he wasn't. I think the take that he's small is terrible because he's not small by safety standards. He's not, you know, you would prefer your safety to be, you know, 6'2", you know, 210, 220. You know, he's 200 pounds. He's 6 foot, you know, like safeties aren't that big. So it's that's not an excuse. I don't get it. The guy
he's
made plays
also slow.
He is not.
See, that's
not
the rub you would get him more than small.
I feel like he could do like a special teams gig in the NFL. You know?
No, I would not be surprised if he sticks.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
I don't think he wastes a draft him not getting drafted. Special teamer.
When you see
his measurables and stuff. Yeah. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Man,
he ran a slow 40. He didn't lift a lot, and he's 5'10".
I'll just say, I hear all of those things. There were Ivy League safeties getting drafted above him. You know, there were it's like 30 safeties drafted above him. You're telling me there are 30 better safeties? I don't know.
I'm absolutely not. I am surprised he didn't get drafted, but. When I saw stuff that was like, even like, oh, he's a third round prospect. I was like, not after his pro day. And just the fact that he's even in college, he was more smart than athletic. I love the general, but in the NFL, it's kind of like weird. Said, and if he sticks, I would not be surprised.
That's,
if he plays
that's
for
why.
60 years, I would not be surprised.
But yeah, smart guys could stick around. That's for sure.
Yeah, and he is, and he totally is, and he's just one of those guys where, as an Oregon fan, it kind of sucks watching him not get drafted. But if you just look at the cold hard numbers, you can be like, okay, I get it.
And then
I take a little offense there, Braga, because my team did draft a guy out of Yale in the seventh round safety, so.
Yeah.
Take a little shot at my team with Ivy League safeties.
Yeah, your front office is dumb.
Oh.
Hey. Fitzmagic has some fucking words for you.
You guys have continued to make good moves. Didn't you guys sign Stephon Gilmore? It's like, man, they got
Gilmore. You remember it was a sign or a sign and trade?
Your team is going to be good next year. I mean, you happen to be in the AFC, which sort of sucks for you, but, you know.
I will say
it's going to be it's going to be such a weird like NFL reversal that now my team is by far the worst team and is just hoping to win a couple of games. And you guys are just
500 at best.
I'm guessing. 500. No way. No, oh my God. In that division. No, not a chance. The Chiefs, if the Chiefs win six games. Yeah. Six. They play 17. Now I was going to say five, but yeah, six. Yeah. I'll be shocked. They
six wins. Worst quarterback in the division. You know, best of luck, but.
And a bad coach. I mean, what is he proving? Yeah. It's Andy Reid guy.
Yeah. Tight end that can't block.
Oh my God. Though, people that get into the tight end argument about blocking.
A couple weeks ago, I think I saw that argument.
Yes, we probably saw the same kerfluffle. And I'm like, that's great. Like, if you play for a team that is a zone blocking team and runs, totally get. No. It's not even a slight on Kittle.
That's why my tight end is better.
Even a slight. I'm just saying that's okay. I get it. But it's 2022, and most teams don't really care about that. So why are we caring about
block? He's barely a top five tight end, yet he's a top 10 wide receiver.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, my biggest Chiefs victory in this next year is that they're not – I thought they were playing in Germany because they're trying to make, like, Munich their second home. I'm ecstatic they don't play in play one of those European games.
Niners are playing in Mexico City against Arizona. Do you see where the two games in England are being played? What stadium that's going to be in?
Hotspurs.
Eddie Kane's out there going to do the coin toss.
Do you see the picture? They had Harry Kane holding two NFL helmets.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I believe my Hotspurs are number 3 or 4 in the EPL table.
Going to that Champions League, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wasn't there a big soccer game today?
They're in the running against
for the Champions.
I believe it's Arsenal. You guys are going against Arsenal for the fourth spot.
They're arse. We got it.
Yeah. They're pretty good right now.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, good. Best of luck.
Yeah.
So speaking of your Colts ski, they did sign Verdell.
When you said Colts, I was thinking about his Catholic. Because he's Catholic. You said Colts. I thought you were going after his religion. My bad.
What? I got nothing on that one. Are you excited that CJ Verdell is going to be in your NFL team's camp for a week and then he's going to get cut?
He's not going to be sticking around.
Jesus. Like the Ducks who entered the draft this year, like who had I get it. Like if you don't want to go to school anymore, I'm never going to begrudge anybody for not wanting to go to school, but holy shit, man. Like Verdell leaving, Mekel Wright. I didn't see that he signed a free agent deal with anyone.
Anthony Brown.
Okay. I think it was
today that he signed with the Seahawks. Okay, for just a mere invite to rookie camp.
So not even signed. He got invited to camp to work out.
Just an invitation.
Jesus Christ, camp. Dude.
He got invited to like the invincible tryout kind of thing.
We could probably turn this into a Mario Cristobal staff, bash session. On not actually, cultivating good players, no matter how you recruit. Because, man, Mekel Wright, like CJ Verdell, he's not an NFL guy.
Mekel Wright was a sure thing.
Mekel Wright was, I have seen pictures where after his freshman year, he was a first round, like Mel Kiper, end of the first round, very 28, 29.
If projecting,
he was a Todd McShay late first round pick after his freshman year. And I got to be honest, I don't know if I noticed him his last two.
Was he a preseason All American?
The second year doesn't count because it was COVID. They played six games. Yeah. Who really cares? But this last year, I don't remember hearing him.
No memories of him at all.
None.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe we can blame Tim DeRuiter for some of that because apparently they just love to give up the 9-yard pass every time. But
so why try? Like, if you know you didn't do anything last year, and you know you're at the lowest you've ever been in terms of draft projections in your entire career in college, why would you go?
Hate school.
I mean, I hit the portal.
Maybe you graduated.
I hit the portal.
You mean portal get paid? I don't know.
Hit the portal. Yeah,
hit
dude.
The portal get paid.
No, like you said, like I said, if you don't want to go to school, don't go to school. Like, fucking whatever. But you actually have an opportunity. Like, if you work your way up and get seen, you can be on an NFL team. Now you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Wright and Williams are the two where I'm like, oh, that hurts. Because just so close. If you just look at them naked, they're just naked in a shower. You're like, they can play in the NFL. I don't know if Verone McKinley can play in the NFL. I know CJ Verdell naked can't play in the NFL. But Wright and Williams, you just see them in a shower and you're like, oh, yeah, I could see them being a professional athlete.
We'll see. That's a crazy thing is that Flo could be hurt for the rest of his Oregon career and he will still get drafted because, as King says, he looked in the shower naked. He is an NFL player.
That's definitely the way we're doing this from now on. All of our draft evaluation is all going to be talking about naked dudes in the shower. Yes.
Because Justin Herbert also had to look very impressive in the shower.
Oh, baby. Does he pass the naked dude in the shower test? That's what I want to know. Screw McShay and Kuiper. I want to hear if they look good naked in the shower.
I will say... what did I do?
Gotta
did
do a breakdown. You're here.
Can I'm here? Us?
Yeah, we're here. You got
what did I do?
Do you lose video?
Okay. Yeah. So okay. What I will say is I know someone who walked on for the Ducks in like 2011. And it's not an exact science, right? But we're doing the naked test. And there was a running back for Oregon who was drafted by San Francisco. Michael I think it was James. Yes, that's the guy. I was trying not to name him.
Sorry, I ruined it. My bad.
And he didn't work out in the NFL, but he said his penis looked like two Dr. Pepper cans. And the width was the main.
Is that
Michael
how he,
James? Congrats on your penis.
Is that how he sold it to Killer Burger? He's like, hey, you're gonna want to let me franchise your company. Check this out.
Kill for a burger.
Here's my dong. That's what I want to see, by the way. All I want to see from now on is NFL draft prospect breakdowns about their dongs and how they look naked in the shower. Okay. 4-4, 4-4, 40. That's great. Whatever. How does his ass look in the shower? That's what I want to know. Mel. That's what I want to know.
Do you guys remember when Chris Jones ran the 40? You know, the Chiefs defensive tackle, and his entire penis and testicles fell out of his shorts. Yep.
He's just laughing.
He's like, ah, fuck.
Fell down on purpose so he could like hopefully roll
spill
his dick
out.
And balls.
Somersault.
roll.
that's
bungee
like,
cord penis.
You know how like you're walking down the street and you want to adjust like your underwear goes in your ass and you want to adjust it without being obvious and you just kind of do the sidestep and you kind of hope that it goes on its own. That's what he was doing with his dick and balls when he did the roll. He was hoping they would sort of like on their own tuck back into the tights.
I'm surprised he lasted till the third round after that.
I was gonna say, well, he was a seventh round grade, so. He jumped four rounds with that.
Yeah. Oh, fun. All right.
Penises.
Yeah. Where do we? I'm trying to find a smooth transition from dick and balls to whatever else. The Pitt wide receiver transferring.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pitt, wide receiver?
Penises, Madison Cawthorn.
An asshole could be considered a Pitt. Hey, did you hear that Pitt's wide receiver is transferring?
Ooh.
Okay, how about that?
He got that bag.
Blitnikoff Award winner. He's going to USC. USC is going to get 8 million yards a game.
What is funny to me about Jordan Addison? He won the Biletnikoff Award. That is super cool. That's awesome. He had a great year. He can never take that away from him. That's not what I'm trying to do.
100 catches, 1,600 yards, and 17 touchdowns last year.
But does anyone actually think he was the best wide receiver in college football last year?
Nope.
He would have been the fourth best wide receiver on Ohio State.
Yep.
And if Jameson Williams wasn't pushed out from Ohio State to Alabama for a year because of death, would have been the fifth best wide receiver at Ohio State last year.
Holy shit, Ohio State. By the way, recruit a bad receiver. Jesus.
Seriously. The five-star from Seattle. He's bad. I forget his name, but he's bad.
Yeah, it's because he's from Seattle, because he's around all the rain all the time. And as we know from our earlier conversation, rain ruins.
It's hard to run a route when you have heroin needles all in your body.
Every step you take, it's every step you take. Catching a needle.
Yes.
Can we get our government? Can we get Hunter Biden to clean up these heroin needles that are on the football fields in Seattle? Honestly, what are we supposed to do? Can we find out? Is it on the laptop? Jesus.
Nah, I don't think we need to get in political talk because, you know, that whole Roe v. Wade thing is a little tricky.
I know. Three white dudes on a sports podcast definitely need to give our takes about Roe v. Wade. 100%. Let's give our takes right now about how we feel about Roe v. Wade. Let's go. The people have come here for it.
Row the boat.
Yeah.
I did see Twitter sometimes is just fucking hilarious. I did see someone thought Roe versus Wade involved Dwayne Wade and the lawsuit.
Why is he involved?
I don't know. It's like, oh, there's a big legal precedent going on with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and Dwayne Wade. What's going on here?
Mike Rowe, what a reference. We're old, right?
That's so good. So
Mike Rowe is our John Taffer to the millennials, like the young millennials.
Who's John Taffer?
John Taffer, Bar Rescue.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
Am I the only one who knows who John Taffer is?
I know who he is. I don't watch Bar Rescue.
But you know the show, right?
Yes.
The wildly successful.
He rescues bars. I like the premise. Mike Rowe's fantastic, though. I miss Mike Rowe. Who is the guy who did Cash Cabs? Ben something? Because Cash Cabs was great, too.
Same era.
It was like Mike Rowe. Ben Bailey? Was that it? Ben something? But anyway, it was him. It was Ben Bailey, I think. It was Mike Rowe, and it was Anthony Bourdain all at the same time.
Yes, Ben Bailey, but when you pull up Cash Cab host, it goes, kills pedestrian.
Cash Cab kills pedestrian.
Cab host kills pedestrian.
Oh.
So not necessarily in the Cash Cab. He just saw somebody walking down the street and just kills them.
Kills them.
I like it, Google. Tell me more. So back to the receiver, I guess. I'll just point out, you know, people are, you know, the talking point is USC is buying him, and they probably will. They'll probably end up giving him an NIL deal, and he'll probably go there. But, you know, the reason he's transferring is not to do that. You know,
he lost his quarterback at Pitt, a bigger reason.
His quarterback got drafted to the Steelers. His head coach left. His offensive coordinator left. His wide receivers coach left.
I could go to you.
Shit's gonna happen.
Well, his head coach is still there. In fairness,
or no, the offensive coordinator and the wide receiver.
Yes, because you know me, I'm a big Pat Narduzzi.
Big,
part of the Narduzzi. I started the Narduzzi hive.
Yeah, I don't want to throw shade on the dudes.
The dudes. I think Oregon beat Narduzzi in a Rose Bowl 10 years ago. So, love the dudes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oregon's never won a Rose Bowl. I don't know what you're talking about.
But like the rumor is, you know, after, you know, because that's kind of been like a week in. is that in the last like 24, 48 hours, the rumor, who the fuck knows, is that Oregon offered Xavier Worthy from Texas, you know, like seven figures.
It's Bagman.
Well, if you know, no one can confirm it. And if Xavier Worthy, if you guys don't know who he is, I mean, he caught a million balls, may have been one of the best wide receivers last year. If he went to Oregon, I'd be ecstatic.
Where's he from?
Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
He was a Texas, true freshman.
By the way, real quick, no players drafted in the NFL.
Nah, we can't talk much. We have one.
Which was fun.
But I am all for the NIL stuff. You know, get your money. If boosters want to be dumb and give someone unforeseen $8 million, which is a rumor for a Tennessee quarterback.
Bad money.
It's dumb, but I will be an old prudish person here. I'm not really sure I'm okay with people, other schools contacting a guy under a scholarship, which doesn't mean much. I get it's a year, you know, 1 year thing. That one seems a little where
poaching.
You know, if yeah. USC did it to Addison or Oregon did it to Worthy, it's a little. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Should they have to hit the portal first before they take offers?
Well, I would. I mean, in a perfect world, you know, that's not how it actually works. Oh. But just don't be so upfront about it. Like Oregon, USC, like just be a little
be chill about it.
Just be a little chill about it.
Not right now. Right now, you don't have to be. So I say you go out and just blatantly do it until they do something about it.
I mean, you are not wrong. You are correct, but just for me, I'm like, okay, that's a little just.
And devil's like advocate, make these, like, yeah, it goes back
to the make the poor schools feel bad. Make the poor schools feel bad.
There you go.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
it goes back to the, you know, the coach's argument. You know, if coaches can get contacted while they're still at another job, and then leave that job, why couldn't a player?
Sure. No, yeah. And that's it's the only thing I'm a little prudish on. And I know I sound like an old person. My name should be Ethel. I get it.
I see both sides of the argument. I agree.
Myron.
I'm Myron. Yeah. It's just the one thing where I'm like,
Harold.
Maybe not reach out while they're still under scholarship.
I agree with you. I also see the argument from the other side.
Absolutely. And people being like, oh, well, if that happens, USC or Oregon should be sanctioned. No, that's dumb. That's dumb. I'm just, it's my one last little sliver of innocence. I'm like,
yeah,
we just have a little decorum
before it gets hammered out of you at some point.
Yes. And it will.
It will be gone.
And I won't lose any sleep over it. So
it will be gone with the first player that Oregon gets that way.
I mean, like Oregon got today, you know, some defensive tackle from Nebraska. I'm sure he's eating a lot of chicken bones for free.
Oh, the running back from Minnesota.
Running back from Minnesota.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? Yeah. No, it's weird. Well,
that's the sneaky one, I think.
It is.
And I know it's a highlight package. No shit, it looks good. His highlight package looks pretty good for a true freshman. Good,
right? True freshman.
Gotta say.
Which you give him some credit. They're usually decent at, you know, evaluating high school running backs.
But it was weird when I watched his highlight package. I just watched it and went, wow, Minnesota and PJ Fleck, who was an Oregon candidate when they hired Taggart. PJ Fleck, he schemed running backs into like open zones. I haven't seen that in like 5 years. Like Mario Cristobal was not scheming running back except for the Ohio State game. Mario Cristobal had one game in his 4 years where he schemed running backs and open holes. And it was against Ohio State, which is
he just saved it for that game. We didn't care about the two Utah games. Wanted to win.
And then everyone figured it out after that. He's just going to run off tackle, not on the inside of the tackle.
No,
he
and Moorhead were scheming guys into the back of the tackle, so they would fucking hit a brick wall and not go anywhere.
Yeah, good.
Wonderful.
Good on you, CJ Riddell. I hope you do well.
Wonderful.
Ugh.
Speaking of package, how does he look in the shower? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that is the question now.
Well, see, he's short. So he's it does not take much to look impressive in the shower.
It's a relative thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Think about it. Like Shaq. Like we all know Shaq packs a deli meat. But if Shaq just had like a normal, you know, sandwich down there, sure, you know, sure. It would not look, it would look small. Super it wouldn't small, even yeah. look average. It would look small. So yeah, it's all to scale.
It just reminded me of the Deadpool scene where he's got like the tiny hand. All right. Should we do our list? Do you have anything else to talk about before we do the list? I can't think of anything.
Hockey talk? Been watching a lot of hockey.
Nope. Not hockey. Nope. Anything else on the weather? Any gardening talk yet? It is May.
I got something for you. Proud of myself for this. My lawnmower stopped working on me.
Okay.
So yesterday I'm like, fuck this.
Did you head to Jerry's?
No, I didn't have to head to Jerry's.
I think he choked a carb.
Look at you.
I had to take apart a fuel line and take apart a carburetor. I was like,
look at this guy.
Engine stuff, something I have minimal knowledge on. Electronics and shit, I can deal with that. But engine stuff, nothing. Like, no. So I was like, I got that shit fucking working. And, you know, my prize for it is I got to mow my fucking lawn.
Condolences.
Congratulations.
Condolences, you're so good at man shit. you know what's funny? I drive a Prius. You're welcome.
Liberal. And
I before I had this Prius, I had a normal car. I knew how to do oil changes. I could do lots of stuff. I have never opened the hood. On my Prius.
I love it. It's great.
I don't even want to begin to look at that fucking battery. I don't even want to think about it. If it becomes a problem, I'm throwing the car away because I've
heard that. Done.
It's done. Like once the fucking hybrid battery goes, I know the car is dead. And so there's no point in me going under there. I'll let somebody else do it. You change my oil, whatever. I don't want to fuck anything up because if I fuck anything up, that's like, you know, $7,000 out the window. So
you guys ever been under a hood?
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Speaking, what's their draft profile? That's what I want to know. Speaking of profile.
Oh, let's talk about a clan's hood.
Ooh.
Oh, did I say that? Whoa. Wow. That ain't that out. Whoa. Who said that?
Beep. Okay, what's our list? It is. Did I come up with a list idea? I forget.
You kind of came up.
We came up with it right before we started. So it is. So the NFL, as we sort of mentioned earlier, they announced their some of their schedule in that they announced the overseas games that are happening this year. So there's two being played in Tottenham. There's one being played at the Bayern Munich Stadium in Germany, which I think it's the first time in Germany, right?
It is. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Then they're going back to Mexico City. My Niners playing down there. And so our list is the top.
Is that racist that they chose the Niners to go there?
I mean,
it could have been many other teams.
Could have been the Raiders. I mean, that's probably more racist. I don't know. And did you just make me racist?
Yes, you're racist. Thanks for saying the Raiders.
Thanks for the setup. Yes. Jesus. Yeah, so our list is top three cities, countries, whatever, where they could play their next games that aren't cities that already have NFL teams. Okay. You should start, Ski, because I said so.
All right. My number three, there's a 0% chance it'll ever happen, but I think the people of Australia would love American football. They already love rugby. But no one's going to take a 30-hour flight to go play a game in the NFL season.
Boing. But they should play it in like Western Australia or whatever. That's all desert, and so there's There's nothing there.
Out in the Outback? You want to play in an Outback?
They play it in the Outback. Exactly that. Yep. King has the face of some, by the way, King has the face of somebody who is just learning that this list exists.
Yeah, pretty much. I saw it. I wasn't paying much attention.
All right, so we'll fill.
No. I'll think of three cities.
Let's talk about the Outback a little bit more. All right, my three, sort of similar to yours, but opposite end of the spectrum. Alaska. So like Anchorage, I don't know. Pick a city in Alaska.
Name four Alaska cities.
Juneau.
Alaska. Anchorage.
Yeah, Juneau, Anchorage.
Mystery. Is that a real
Mystery
city?
Alaska. Yeah. Yeah.
And Ketchikan, because from the fishing.
Ketchikan.
There you go. From Deadliest Catch, Ketchikan.
I don't feel good about that.
I feel like there's a Kodiak, Alaska.
There's definitely a Kodiak.
We got five.
Has to. Yeah. Is it racist if it's an American? If it's a United State? Is it racist?
Especially if it's Alaska. My God, yeah. You can't.
Alaska doesn't get internet. They're not hearing this podcast.
Yeah, no, they're good. By the way, just a quick 90-second aside. Have you guys ever seen that show about, oh man, I can't remember what the premise was about, but it was about these little tiny islands in Alaska where they're dry towns. Have you guys ever seen that?
I've heard of that. I haven't seen the show though.
Oh, it was amazing. Because
absolutely a thing though. Yeah.
None of the people that lived there were living a dry life. It was like cops would take this ferry over. Everyone was face first into like silt or snow because they were just so fucked up on opiates.
Yeah.
It was very
dry means they don't drink alcohol, but they do literally everything else.
Yes.
As someone that attended Western Oregon in the dry city of Monmouth, I was inebriated many a times.
I took, by the way, like long time ago, high school, I actually did like a recruiting football visit to there, and
it was a bad idea. Bad play on my part.
18 years old and hammered. Yeah. So not only was it not dry, but underage.
How do you recruit football players to a dry town?
Yeah.
Independence is like 4 minutes away where you could get alcohol.
Yeah, okay,
and you literally have no choice other than to go there to play football. If you want to play football, that's where you're gonna play it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I hear the co-eds ain't so much.
I can't speak to the co-eds. Let's see. That was my three. What's your three, King?
My number three, Cottage Grove, Oregon. Ooh. Home of the Lions.
Yeah. They got a nice little stadium there.
Yeah, a little homecoming for Panay Sewell, you know?
Do they play it at the Cottage Grove Raceway there?
No. That's like an every 4 year thing. It's kind of a gimmicky little.
Yeah, it's like the outdoor hockey night, right? Once a year.
It's like Tennessee played at Talladega a few years ago. You know, the Lions will play at the Cottage Grove Speedway.
I have been to both of those places, and they should do it at the Cottage Grove Speedway instead of the football stadium. That would be way cooler.
So much dust. Dirt.
Oh, man. That would be so good. And they should still have the little fucking buggy cart things going around. While
absolutely. The World of Outlaws. Shout out to Cottage Grove.
First down. Fucking great. What's your two, Ski?
My number two is Tokyo. Surprised they haven't tried to move in on that market yet. Baseball did, and the Mariners made a lot of money. So
fucking amazing they haven't, honestly.
Do you guys know that in like 1982, Oregon and USC played a Pac-10 football game in Tokyo called the Tokyo Bowl?
In the Tokyo Dome?
Yeah,
I feel like that was a trivia question.
Fucking flew to Tokyo like in the middle of a season. We're like, hey, we're playing here, and we're flying right back, and we're playing Stanford and Cal the next 2 days later
on a Thursday. Yeah. Yes, because who gives a fuck about college students?
Oh, nobody.
My number two is, mentioned it earlier, Dubai, because. NFL players would be poor in Dubai. And
they would.
Yeah, they would be the poorest people in Dubai. You send Tom Brady to Dubai. He's a fucking hobo.
DeForest Buckner is like, I can't even afford. I'm an all pro. I can't get McDonald's.
I can't even afford a bus ticket here. What the fuck?
I
can't even take the train from the airport to my hotel. This sucks.
God, you're driving that 2019 Bugatti? Fucking poor.
Yeah. Fuck out of here. I love that in Dubai the cops drive like supercars. It's so great. The cops drive $750,000 cars.
Defund the police.
right living those extravagant lives. Honestly, you guys, we're a political podcast now. I don't know if you can tell.
Madison Cawthorn.
What's your two?
All I need to say.
What did you
say? All I need to say.
That Madison Cawthorn video is wild, man. I don't know if you've seen it.
That snuck up on me so hard on my timeline.
That is too much. I did not care about the video, the picture earlier this week of him grabbing his friend's dick, you know, over his jeans. This video today that leaked was too much.
Is that the one where the dude was, I think you retweeted the guy responding to it, King, where he was talking about how, you know, all of us growing up have had dudes put their dongs on our foreheads. Yes. It's like, guys, this is just something friends do.
I
went to a party with all my bros. I passed out. I woke up. They were all naked, putting their dongs on my forehead. Everybody has that happen.
Like, who hasn't Trojan helmeted their friend? Come on. I mean.
Trojan helmeted. That was one of the most amazing reads. And it was a long ass thread.
It was a long thread. I don't even know if the guy was being serious. I think he was being serious.
I couldn't.
Tweet when you don't know.
I
assumed
true.
It was, though, because he went on for so long. Speaking of long, how does he look naked in the shower?
Not great.
Does he pass the shower?
The hard part about the shower test is that Madison can't stand up in it. Oh, wait. No, I did not say that. Delete that. He is a congressman.
Delete it. Delete it. Delete it.
We respect our government.
Wow.
Are we on King here?
Yep.
My number two. A lot of people say that like Husky Stadium is the greatest setting on earth. I think we should play an NFL game right on the banks of the mighty Fern Ridge Ditch.
Yes.
King staying local.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mosquitoes, man.
Yeah.
The mosquitoes would it's a home field advantage because the home team would be like, oh yeah, there's gonna be a bazillion mosquitoes eating me the whole game. The visiting team, nope. Can you imagine Ja'Marr Chase getting devoured by 77 mosquitoes for 4 hours? No, you can't. It's not gonna happen. Home team's gonna win. Home field advantage.
And stepping on a half broken glass bottle. And Ja'Marr Chase, done for the season.
Out.
Needs to get a tetanus shot before he can return to the facility. Yuck. What's your one, Ski? All right,
my number one, it's on the lines of your Alaska. I say you play a fucking winter game in Canada. They got their Canadian football. They managed to do it. Get these soft NFL players up there playing some real weather.
Played in the Yukon.
Playing in Saskatchewan.
You ever see those... those like National Geographic things about that train that goes through the Yukon up there. There's this train that it literally just, there's like one stop along the way, but in the Yukons, it's all fucking snow and it's negative 80 all the time. And there's this train that goes from one side of Canada to the other. And it's just like a straight, they should play it there.
Send Oregonians there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd probably love it.
Oh, it's not enough rain. Wouldn't work.
Oh, that's true.
It's all snow and cold. So
they like it. They got like a lot 4 hours of sunlight. Like four hours of daylight in the wintertime, so I can enjoy
that's true. The only light is the northern lights. Be happy. All right, my one is, it's called Las Ventas. It is in Spain. It is the famous bullfighting ring in Spain. I think they should have a fucking NFL game in a bullfighting stadium. It'd be fantastic. It's kind of like the Colosseum, like the Roman Colosseum. It's sort of like that. But
should there be like the running of the linebackers before it, where they just get out there and just truck people?
Yeah. Like Fred Warner running down the street, just trucking people in Spain. That'd be fantastic. We should work the fucking social media team for the NFL leading up to that. Come up with some fantastic ideas.
Spain looks like good times over there too. I don't think the players would complain too much about being over there.
Yes, sir. Nice trip to Spain in the middle of your NFL season. They've had I guess they've had tennis and concerts there too. So Rafael Nadal won a match in that place because he's from Spain.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Have you had enough time to think of your one?
My number one place we should see an NFL game.
Is it the shower?
Santa Clara, California.
Nobody wants to go see a football game there.
What?
Stop it.
Okay, San Francisco.
There you go. Jeez, figure it out. They already have a team, dude. They already play in San Francisco. You know what you should have said? The better joke would have been Oakland.
Oakland. I've seen those A's crowd picks. We can't go at Oakland right now.
Oakland, they're doing
the same thing Clay Bennett did to Seattle, and it's not fair.
That one today was so sad.
But it's not fair. They're intentionally they're trying to kick the door open to leave. So I'm not going to mock A's fans for finally just being like, we're not going. Because we've all seen playoff A's games. They're awesome. They're fun. But boy, M's games are getting more people than the Oakland A's right now.
Raise prices for tickets. Raise prices for parking. Get rid of all your good players. Say you're going to move the team. I don't know why anybody would go see them.
I think they raise prices for beer is what eventually
everything.
Killed it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, on that note, thanks for that.
Ray Fossey.
Jeez. Now bring up a dead guy. Nice, King. God.
Catfish Hunter.
I think he's also dead. Fuck.
Ricky Henderson still alive.
There you go.
Okay.
Mark Mulder.